Now, National Reuse Month begins this Monday, and that was for householders and businesses are encouraged to reuse more at home, at work and at play. And to find out a little bit more about this, I'm delighted to welcome Claire Downey from Community Reuse Network Ireland. Claire, you're welcome to us here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much, Brennan.
Tell me a little bit about National Reuse Month.
Yeah, so it's a campaign that we're working on behalf of the three regional waste authorities and local authorities right across the country. And what we're trying to do is, first of all, explain what reuse is. I think a lot of people rightly so confuse it with recycling. So we're trying to, I suppose, explain it means using our stuff for as long and as often as possible so that we buy less new stuff and we throw away less. The second thing we're trying to do with the campaign, it's quite a positive campaign, so we're trying to show that many people are already familiar with different kinds of reuse. For example, a lot of people might take their shoes to be repaired or borrow books from the library, so borrowing instead of everybody having the same thing in their house and buying one, or buying secondhand from a charity shop, for example. And then the third thing we're trying to do in October is inspire people to do more, maybe to try a different kind of reuse, maybe to try upcycling something they have at home, or swapping, for example, children's clothing with a neighbor, or getting a reusable cup to bring around and refill with coffee.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're very practical things. We were actually talking a few minutes ago just about that, because we were talking about a new app which is going to be out about food, you know, reuse or not reuse, but how you're using your food. And I was saying that so many people kind of throw things out without realizing that you can make soup out of it, or you can make something with the mashed potato, savory mash, and add, you know, chopped up whatever, ham or something into it. So there's lots of ways we can use things that we often forget about. And of course, in the past, people would very seldom throw anything out. They would keep everything and make use of it.
Absolutely. And I mean, part of it, it's not because our culture has changed. It's not only because of that, let's say. It's also because, you know, increasingly the design is, things are designed to only last for a short while, or maybe, you know, we expect things to be cheap, and when you buy something cheap, it tears or it breaks very quickly. So what we're trying to do at the, I suppose, policy level as well is encourage better design, and I suppose encourage people to think about how, you know, buying something that might cost a little bit more but would be more durable will in the long run save money. But food waste, as you say, food waste is a huge problem, and I think we waste something like a third of all food we produce. So that app sounds like a really important tool.
Yeah, well, it's not quite on the market yet, but it hopefully will
all
be.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I suppose for people who, you know, an awful lot of people now don't even make an effort to try to, as you said there about getting your shoes redone or things like that, I mean, people just throw them out. Are we losing the chances to do all of this? I mean, are there, you know, the cobblers and the shoemakers are kind of disappearing, and those kind of, you know, repair people are not there as much. Is there a danger that they could go and we don't have a chance to do this?
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. I think it is good to remind people and to even get back into the mindset of repairing things instead of buying new. And there's a new national directory called Repair My Stuff. It's at repairmystuff.ie. And that's trying to connect people with local repairers that they can bring something to even find out how much or how hard it would be to fix it. There's also quite an interesting new movement that's global. It started in Europe, called Repair Cafes. And I think that's seen a huge interest in repair, maybe a new trend back towards it. And I think people like knowing how to fix things themselves. And especially with electronics, which can be quite complex, it shows people how to open something up. And, you know, that it, I suppose it shows it's not as complex as it might look. So I'm hopeful signals a new trend that we're maybe more open to repair now.
And of course, I suppose more and more people are going online. If you want to actually find out how to do almost anything, if you kind of Google it, you're going to find somebody who's going to show you how to actually do things. And more people seem to be doing that now, not necessarily for repairs and things like that, but that's there as well if people look for it.
Absolutely, and there's a superb resource also there called iFixit, and they take apart everything and show you how to do that and replace parts and so on as well. But sometimes it's really down to the design, and if you can get something that can be repaired easily when you're choosing to buy something, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, well, I know if I start repairing something, there's always one little piece left over. So I generally don't interfere and leave it to the expert. But, you know, I suppose that whole thing then, as you say there, of the apps and things like that and different places for people to get onto, it just means that we need to kind of, I suppose, re-educate ourselves slightly then.
Yeah, absolutely. And a little bit, I mean, it's not that easy to always find something that you want secondhand or to find someone local who'll do the repair. So I do recognize that, the way we're set up nowadays, that it can be easier just to buy things new. So what we're trying to do with this campaign really is to say, just try one new thing, just try one new type of reuse, just try one new activity and see how it goes. You know, for me now, I always bring my refillable coffee cup around. I always buy from charity shops. Obviously, I'm in the sector, so it's my job to do that too. But these little things have become habits for me, and it's just about bringing it into your everyday life. And that's why we called it Reuse Every Day, I suppose.
Okay. Now, for people who are kind of more interested in learning more about this, are there kind of websites that, with yourselves, do you have a way for people to find out more about us?
Yeah, there are a couple of ways people can find out more. First of all, there is a website, reusemonth.ie. So that's where we have all our resources and information about what it is to reuse, some ideas of how you can reuse and different events that you might be able to run. And the other thing that we are encouraging people to do is go to a local event. There are events all around the country, and I picked out a couple of events in Galway.
Mm-hmm.
In the county, there's actually an event on tomorrow at Claren Bridge Festival Marquee, where there'll be an exhibition of reuse projects by Galway County Council. And that's from 10 o'clock in the morning onwards. And then there is also a competition being run by Galway City Council, which isn't quite in that area, but called So Scary, and it's about upcycling, I suppose, or creating upcycled Halloween costumes. So there are a couple of things on in your area. And also, I know Galway Library and Galway County Council have little bookmarks that we've made for distribution. And on the back of each bookmark, we've got 5 tips or ideas of how you can reuse. So we're trying to keep it really practical. And that's all also on our website.
Okay, well, it's very, very straightforward there. And as I say, hopefully people will get involved in it over the next month. And as I say, I'm sure if anybody has particularly good ideas, you'd be welcome to send ideas to you as well, because sometimes people overlook some of these things, and maybe it's no harm for people to share those ideas.
Absolutely, and we would love to hear from people. And of course, we also have all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, and so on, and we're using the hashtag Reuse Every Day. So anyone wishing to share ideas or get involved or help share the whole campaign would be delighted to see that being used.
Okay, well, Claire, thank you very, very much for being with us this evening, and the very best of luck with that month of reusing. Hopefully people will start thinking about it, but it's great talking to you this evening.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye. That's Claire Downey there, who is the Community Reuse Network Ireland executive.